Episode 2354, Wait for the Lord.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? I pray that you are having a glorious one. I know for us, we are being able to see God's magnificence in a different way. We are having a balloon festival this weekend. And you know, it's amazing how gorgeous the skies look, not only with His own creation, but He puts our knowledge into work and into action. But sometimes we are called to wait for the Lord. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, are you rushing through life trying to hurry the results you desire? Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. That wait for the Lord, it comes from David in his writings in the Psalms, Psalm 27:14. Are you impatient when it comes to waiting on God? I got to say that I sure am. You see, I pause there for a reason. We're too hurried. We want what we want and we want it now. And I can be so rushed in my everyday that my timetable gets very confusing. Something I'm praying for may seem like I've been after it for months upon months, but in reality, it may only be a few weeks instead of years. We tend to stretch it a little bit, right? Oh gosh, I've been wanting this forever. What is forever? Do we even really know what the word forever means? Regardless of your calendar, God's timetable works differently. I cannot explain why it is so, except for the mere fact that He desires us to lean on Him always and wait patiently. And patience? Yeah, it's not always my strength when I want something. I get very fussy and crabby when I can't get done what I'm after, especially under my own strength. Have you tried to control life? Everyday life? But you see, that's the key. The Lord does not want us to hurry our results or be in control. He wants control and teaches us so. Wait for the Lord. And one thing I've noticed in waiting is that it strengthens my heart. It allows me to see life through God's eyes, not just my own. I see His magnificence, not what I think I've placed in my life. You know how you set a table? I've been rearranging my house lately. And we have a beautiful dining room table that, because of the size of our family, we have the leaves in it. And so it's always extended. It's never been small since the day we purchased it. In fact, it's a solid wood table, and we had a piece of glass made for the top of it so we would protect it. And oh my goodness, it looks like a brand new table because of that glass. Well, anyway, I was decorating the table and I was changing things and moving glassware around and, you know, putting those cute little green balls that just add a little foo-foo of something, you know, something Joanna Gaines would do in her everyday. And so I'm setting it and moving things around. And I'm reminded in that moment that, you know what, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to place exactly what we want, where we want it, and when we want it. But God says, wait for me. Don't hurry. Don't scurry around and try to pull what you think you need. Look to me. Ask for help. Seek my wisdom, not just your own. And it's a good reminder for us to wait for the Lord. Because if I saw life only through what I see, I would be a different woman. Now, I'm not perfect, but I am trying to be patient and learn what God wants of me. So I ask you today, are you living your life waiting for the Lord? And in that waiting, that doesn't mean not doing anything. I think we all wait to some degree. However, today, I want to challenge you to wait for the Lord by being in action. Don't look at waiting as not doing anything. Waiting does not give you permission to sit on the sidelines. Waiting does not give you the reins to hang out in lazy town. And I think a lot of us think that. Waiting means not doing, and that's not true. Waiting is an action. It's a conscious decision. And it's a decision of saying, we are going to work through this with God. We want Him to lead the way. Your waiting still requires you to take aim on what's in front of you, whether it's a baby step or a big step. It's the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So as you lean on God to show you the next step, ready your heart with the courage to step out as each one presents itself. Amplify what God wants you to see at the moment He reveals it. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Go out and follow what He has instructed us to do. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.